Brian Foley on the show. He's the Tallentown manager, also lots of levels of different police work in Connecticut.
He is the police.
So we have in studio Jimmy Cash. He's a Boston comedian. He's at New York Comedy Club in Stamford tonight and tomorrow. I was just giving him like a thumbnail sketch of the Traconis trial that just started. Yep. Can you like kind of take him through that, like give us 60 seconds or less on that, and then take us through this other stuff that's happening now?
Sure. So, and I'll try to do it as fast and callous as I can here. Back in right around 2019, Fotos Doulos was involved in a divorce with his wife. It got bad. I'm pretty sure she had him upside down. He had actually said at one point he would hope she disappears. He made sure that she did. He had an elaborate plan, very, very well, but not well enough, planned out murder of her. They never found the body. They reported her missing. The cops came, New Canaan cops. They brought in the state police. It was an incredible investigation. The detective did the detectives did an amazing job, and he had people help him to get away with it. And one of them is his girlfriend. You know, he's going through a divorce. He has a girlfriend. This is Michelle Jaconis, and allegedly she assisted him get away with it. Now, they say allegedly. I read the warrant. I see the evidence, and I know what she did. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
What
the
did
value
she do?
Here,
sorry.
Well, for sure, they have all the bags. They have all the bags of evidence with the bloody evidence that they found in the garbage cans in Hartford. And they go through all those garbage cans. They find the bags that Fotos, once they found them on video, going from garbage can to garbage can after they tracked his phone, when they found all that they found bags containing a lot of bloody evidence. As I call it, two murder ponchos. You know, like if you go to Cabela's and buy two rain ponchos. You have rubber gloves with his DNA on the inside. Jennifer Doulos is on the outside, the victim's blood. You have those bags. They're in hefty bags, duct taped. Michelle's DNA is on the hefty bags and the duct tape.
Does the glove fit?
You must acquit. So she's in the truck with him. Their phones are together when all these bags are getting dropped off in garbage can to garbage. Now, I live down on the Gold Coast, down in you know, they have houses all over, but they, you know, they're very rich people. Now, all of a sudden, they're in the poorest, one of the most crime-ridden neighborhoods in our state, if not the country, in Hartford's North End, and they're dropping off bags there, in my mind, to frame somebody, to make it look like somebody in that neighborhood did it if it ever got found. Thing is, you know, the Fotos underestimated us, specifically the Hartford cops, when he went there. He didn't know that we had put cameras up in that neighborhood for our Capital City C4 Crime Center about 2 years prior. And he figured probably poor neighborhood, they're not going to have any cameras up here. And to tell you the truth, Steven Spielberg couldn't have filmed it better. We had everything he did, and he altered some license plates on his cars when he did the crime. He threw those license plates in a storm drain. We got those back. It was great police work on so many levels. The state police, a very complicated case, very well planned out murder. Just not good enough, and I love that he underestimated the Hartford cops, you know, and I love that the state police did such a good job.
So you think this would have been a slam dunk for the prosecution had Fotos Doulos not committed suicide?
Correct. I really do. I mean, you know, that his DNA on the inside of a glove, her blood on the outside of the glove, those ponchos with the blood all over them, all the plastic, all the cleaning products, his GPS on his phone. I mean, he was done. And I know you have a regular defense attorney on here that would likely argue otherwise, and I would take him to task on that. And this case, as far as the murder, will likely be closed. It's called exceptional circumstances. This is not odd where the suspect takes their own life, or sometimes in different scenarios the suspect is killed by somebody else. the case gets closed via what's called special circumstances. And this is an odd one in that they still haven't found the victim. The medical examiner will write something up saying presumed dead based on all the blood evidence. And they can tell by the blood evidence, like, is it arterial blood? Is it, is it a finger cut, or is this deep blood? And they can tell all that kind of stuff and presume that she's dead. But that's the value of this trial, in my estimation and my hopes, is that we're all pretty confident that she doesn't want to go sit in Nyanic and down at the correctional facility.
Yeah.
And we're pretty confident she doesn't want to do that, and she's not going to see her daughter. My guess is if she gets a guilty charge, and that's where my chips are all on, and when it comes to sentencing, she'll leverage her knowledge to lessen the sentence and not be away from her daughter. That's really all. What's all you want? When Fotis killed himself, it sucked for us because we were hoping we could at some point find out what he did with where she is. If she's buried somewhere, there's a lot of different theories of where the victim is. The family obviously needs that. And when he killed himself, we lost half of that. So now Michelle's the only other half as to tell us what happened and where is Jennifer. And, the family wants to be able to start some healing here. So that's where we are. And hopefully, that she gets that conviction and that they can leverage, where the victim is.
Do you know what day he committed suicide? It was January 7th. Because I remember someone said, happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh,
that
right.
Was, yeah.
I was there.
That was so weird, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, hey, look at, right. Turn on your TV. Happy birthday.
Right.
Jeez.
It was your birthday.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
Right.
And
it was.
Phil's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Phil's.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you were there. You showed up on the scene.
I did. Yeah. We did a big, it was a big deal. Obviously we did some press there and,
how'd
you
do it?
He took it in the garage, the car.
Ran the car.
Oh. Yep. Yeah.
Looked exhausted. Never mind.
Boom, boom.
Has there been any evidence in this trial that came out, yesterday that you thought, oh, wow, I didn't know they had this?
No, but if you actually, the warrant's available online for Michelle. And, that's where you got to pick through the evidence. And, they list the things, the evidence list. And that's where you can see the two ponchos that are there. That's where you can, the gloves and everything and all the blood. The trial now, what makes it interesting for me is, you're seeing the body cam footage of the cops first getting there and finding the blood. And she's missing. Her car's there, and they're finding blood all over the garage, what they believe to be blood. And the cops do a good job. They're like, well, maybe the car struck a deer, and that's why there's blood on it.
Is it, is they it look at the front of the car, and big drops? I didn't watch any of it yesterday.
Yes, all of that. There's swirls, like where they try to wipe it up.
Oh,
oh wow.
A footprint in blood, and splatters on the wall of the car, and of course, the cops still like I said, maybe she hit a deer, and then they go around to the front of the car, and there's no antlers or hair or anything, and they're like, well, that's not what happened.
Is the running theory is that Trakonis was there with Doulos for the murder or after
disposal
for the disposal?
I think after, but I'm not sure of that.
Yeah. There's no way she didn't know. I mean, like, all right, we're going to Hartford to a bad area, and we're dropping off these garbage bags in these weird places. What's in the garbage bag? Oh, I don't know, just some stuff. And then the next day, missing person.
Right.
Hey, that happens to be your ex-wife.
Right, right.
Hey, that garbage bag thing. Like, there's no way.
Well, they found an alibi list, and they actually wrote out what they were going to say.
Right.
And, there's just no way around it. There's just no way. And the jury's going to, they try to keep stuff out of the jury. That's what they do. And, from seeing stuff, but, they're going to see right through it, I think. And I think, it'll be a guilty plea. It's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to fill in a lot of the holes. Wait till you see the detective, Kimball, the Sergeant Kimball. He's just, there was so much to really gather in. And, so much evidence with the cell phones. And like I said, this is a well-planned murder. And Kimball just did an amazing job gathering it all together. And, a lot of these guys are retired, and they got to come back and testify. And I have no doubt Kimball's going to be just fine going through everything and pinning this down on her. You saw the victim's family there yesterday. It was something to watch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
This is similar to that story on HBO Max right now about the Boston murder. The guy drove into a bad neighborhood in Boston, white guy, shot his wife and shot himself, but he didn't die. And he tried to say they got robbed by a black guy in Boston.
Oh, really?
So the police just swarmed this bad area of Boston, you know, forever trying to find. Turns out it was the husband that did it, and then he killed himself.
When they noticed the trajectory of the weapon shooting himself, it's like, this came from your own hand.
It was in the 80s, maybe it was the technology.
Right. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This was pretty clear from the, you know, from the beginning. I don't know if you remember, Fotis was a handsome bastard, but he shaved his head down.
Yeah. He did. Yep.
And he did it to look like his employee who drove the truck that he used to drive down there that day.
Oh, I thought it was so he didn't leave big pieces of hair behind.
Right. Yeah, evidence.
Mm. Well, that too, but he never drove this truck. He drove it down there that time, and this is what the other guy looked like, and he had a shaved head as well. But I'm sure both of those are good theories, and he just planned out very well, you know. And you got hair like that, you're not shaving it, you know. And it's he would have been done. She's gonna have a hard time saying she really gonna have a hard time with destruction of evidence.
Didn't he also change the seats in the car too?
There was a lot. Yeah. There's so much.
Yeah, he went through with a bicycle at some point too. Like there was like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that one reporter, he was jogging, she's like running after him in heels reporting.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah.
I remember Dr. Phil had a show on this.
Yeah.
And in the opening 4 or 5 minutes, he ran through everything. That production crew got him at the car wash, washing the car. They got him all the way down the highway.
Yeah.
All the way back. And this is Dr. Phil, so I just could imagine what we're going to see in the next 6 weeks during this trial.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
Yeah, it's great to actually see it come out now. You know, you kind of piece it together, reading everything. But the body camera footage is not like anything crazy. But now you actually see the car. You see the garage. You see everything there. And for everyone that's been living through it here, it's some closure, some finality.
That's the last piece. Where is she?
Yeah.
And so hopefully there's a conviction and then that deal. That would be great.
Yeah, some closure.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the running theory where she is?
You know, my thought is, you know, he had a construction company that he buried her somewhere. There's the thoughts that they missed a lot of garbage cans in that the Hartford DPW had started to do the garbage that morning. There's thoughts that in different places in the garbage cans. There's thoughts that she's on the side of the road, you know, tucked away in the woods somewhere. And you know, there's detectives are much better than me that have differing theories. But I was either the garbage cans or buried somewhere in a hole and hoping for the hole and that, you know, Michelle will cough that up at some point in the end.
Right. Wow. All right, Brian, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, brother.
See you guys.
What's the deal with Justin?
Music makes.
We know nothing about this guy.
Nothing. He just showed up out of nowhere.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. I'm walking through the hall one day, and there he is.
Who are you?
Like, where the hell did this tall dude come from?
There was a flash of light. I remember that.
He's very friendly. He's like, hi. I'm like, hi. And he just kept walking.
He did.
I'm like, does he even work here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They say he showed up.
There was no email.
Nothing.
Welcome so-and-so to the building.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how he gets in.
I think he's wearing a wire.
I don't know what he does.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it was like he was just here, like he was here for years already.
Right.
Right.
He was just there. Just
all of a sudden,
it's just like a panel in the wall opened up and he walked out.
Maybe he's here all the whole time. We just didn't know.
He will be in for Phil when Phil goes out maternity leave early March.
Right.
So what do we want to know about him?
Right.
203-882-9757. Help us uncover what's the deal with Justin.
Right.
What is your deal? Are you from Connecticut?
Where are you from, man?
I am. I'm from Connecticut.
Oh.
FBI answers.
Oh, no. That was so...
I said, where are you from? I'm from Connecticut.
That was so
where?
Sterile.
I'm sorry. I'm on Belichick overload here, so I'm just in Belichick mode right now.
What town are you from?
I'm in Brantford.
Brantford.
You're from Brantford.
I'm from Madison. I'm in Brantford.
Ah, you're from Madison.
Okay. You were born in what hospital?
I don't remember.
You.
Whoa.
You are witness protection.
Aha.
That is sealed information, sir.
Just look at what the packet they gave you.
No, I'm telling you, there's something going on here. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Okay. You don't remember the hospital.
This is scary.
We were young. So.
When I was first born, my family lived in Torrington. So I was born up in the northern part of the state.
The northern part.
Later moved
You don't
to,
know. Where? What hospital?
The Hospital of Torrington.
Hartford? I don't know. Hartford, Rocky
it's
Hill.
It's one of those secret agents who read his packet but forgot this part of the packet. It's like, oh.
No one's going to ask that. No one ever asks that.
Right.
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 They even told me the briefing. No one ever asked that part.
How old are you?
I am in my...
What the hell? I'm telling you.
I'm 49.
49. Okay. All right.
Really?
No, 49.
First time I've said that out loud and...
Okay.
49.
First time I've admitted my actual age.
Nice.
In decades.
Ah, okay.
Joe?
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's your question?
Yeah, Justin, what made you decide to go into radio?
Well, that's a great question. I did radio for quite a while in my younger days. I did it through college, and I even worked at a couple stations right out of college.
But then there was prison.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Bucknell University in Pennsylvania.
Bucknell.
Yes.
A likely story.
Did you graduate high school here?
Daniel Hand.
Daniel Hand.
Okay. Yep.
Hmm.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Have you ever murdered anyone?
Are we in danger?
I have never murdered anyone.
Yet.
Okay.
Right.
No.
Have you ever punched a coworker in the face?
Never.
Okay.
Not yet. No.
Have you ever been arrested?
I have never been arrested.
Wow. But he's eager to find out. Yes. How do you spend your free time?
I do a ton of cooking.
Oh, he did make me a chili once.
And you're still here.
Yeah, he shared some chili with me.
And you're still here.
It was very good. And I'm still here.
That's a good point.
Huh. It's funny. I don't remember much after eating a chili, though.
I didn't turn a different color.
I woke up in a bathtub with a scar on my abdomen.
Wait, I had two kidneys before I had this.
All of a sudden, I couldn't remember the hospital I was born at.
Are you married?
I am not.
All right. Relationship?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have any pets?
No, I don't. I am desperate to get a dog, but I'm just never home.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I couldn't do that to a dog.
Right.
When you're never home, where are you? Like out on missions?
Yeah. when I'm not here.
He's working cases.
See, air dropping over there.
Who are you investigating in this building? Like, just tell us. Like, who is it? It's not us.
Right.
Like, who are you investigating? Who are you? Was it FBI, CIA, NSA? What, who are you with?
Oh, boy. So many letters.
He's a PLR.
How long have you been at the station?
It'll be 1 year on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
One year.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
What was that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
I have.
Which job?
Mission.
Actually, the last one before I started here.
Oh, what happened?
Let's just say there was a difference in personalities.
Gotcha.
Let's just say he's not talking anymore.
There was a little bit of a disconnect between the owner of the company and me.
Oh, okay.
Where did you work?
It was at a restaurant in downtown New Haven.
Oh, restaurant. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There was a disconnect between the owner and you. Right.
Correct.
Yeah, he disconnected his head from his shoulders.
Let's just say.
What I've got is kidneys.
This is good. Hold on to those.
I can make a nice chili out of them.
What's the deal with Justin? We still don't know.
Yeah.
Do we?
Never really.
Do we know
I have
anything?
More really questions know. Than answers at this point.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
All right.
Huh. What's your favorite food if you're a chef?
That's a great question. I don't really have a favorite.
He's not a chef.
Not a chef.
None of this was real.
Okay. He's just very good with knives and he needs a
He knows
alibi.
Cooking, but doesn't have a favorite meal. Jesus Christ.
I like way too many things to have one favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. How are your knife skills?
Second to none, apparently.
Scott Haney, Channel 3, Weather God on the phone. Good morning.
Yes.
Morning.
And
good morning.
Over to my
good
left,
morning.
Jimmy Cash, hey. Comedian. He's at New York Comedy Club in Stamford tonight and tomorrow night. We're linked up.
Go see him.
Yeah. And then right across the hall here, through the window, is Justin, who will be filling in for Phil when Phil's out on maternity leave.
You call Mr. X.
Is he the one that called me today with the deep voice, with the radio announcer voice?
Well, yes. Yeah, that's Justin.
It wasn't us.
Yeah.
I was like, what a voice.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about him, but no. We know he is probably in witness protection or works with the FBI.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Where's Phil going?
Maternity leave.
Right. Paternity leave.
Oh, he's taking that?
Yeah.
Right.
Maternity's mother.
Right.
Ah. What did he get, like 6 weeks?
It's the same thing. It's the same, yeah. Same reason to leave.
Right. Yeah. Only one's delivering something, you're not.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
God, Phil's wife is delightful. How did she end up with him?
I ask myself every day, Scott.
She is
just unbelievable.
You met her at the party?
Well, they say opposites attract. So
yeah.
I meant in a loving way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
See?
Yes.
Get you
delightful.
Back. Get you back.
Yeah, so Justin will be filling in for Phil.
Okay. What's his last name? Time?
Ah!
Credible.
It's Justin T. Nick Time.
What'd you say, Justin?
Credible.
Credible.
Just incredible.
Nice. Very nice.
There's something about this guy.
You're waiting for that.
Something about him.
I've
we don't know
all.
Everything about him yet.
Right.
We're trying to get
funny.
Stuff
just
out of
incredible.
Him. Can you guys help me? Like Jimmy Cash, Scott?
I can't see him, really. He's hidden around.
That's all right. That's even better.
Yeah. Right.
It's mysterious.
It's like talking to someone behind like the mirror, you know? It's like, I know you're there.
That's right. It's like going to confession.
So I asked him, what hospital were you born in? He's like, he's keeping stuff from us.
Yeah.
And why would you not tell you what hospital you were born in?
Because
unless you're an alien,
or they told him not to say it. You know, when they give him that packet and says your real name now is no longer Nunzio so and so, you're now Justin.
You get the packet,
right?
You get the packet. Your life is different.
They give you a ride. You know, you get out of a car.
Here's your assignment. Here's your identity.
Well, no. I was thinking more like, you know, you are no longer, you know.
Witness protection.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah. You're no longer, you know, you're Nicky the gravedigger. You're now Justin. You know, Justin Nick Time.
That's a bad witness protection move to put someone on the radio.
Not the brightest move. Or it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Hide in plain sight.
If he talks in a normal, like a radio voice, he's fine. But he starts talking like this.
Oh.
How you doing?
That's not even his real voice, you're saying.
Right. Oh. Right. Hey, how you been? I hear him on the phone going, hey, listen.
Scott, ask him a couple questions.
What would you ask?
Justin, where were you born?
I was born in Connecticut. I honestly don't remember if it was in Hartford or in like the Rocky Hill area. It was in the northern part of the state. I know that.
Something's up with that.
Well, there are no hospitals in Rocky Hill, so unless you were home birthed.
Uh-huh. Midwife.
Okay.
Midwife.
There you go.
The old kiddie pool.
You know, he could be a vampire. Like Lestat, he's been around for 300 years.
Right.
And have you done voiceover work before, Justin?
Yes, I have, Scott.
Yes, for who? Who would be who would be some of your clients?
I have worked for a couple different companies that provide a service.
See, here's the thing with this answer.
Oh,
there are no answers.
Whoa.
A company that provides a service.
I can name the company, but it's a company that sources out voiceovers for commercials or for scripted bits.
It's called KGB.
There's something going on here.
Mark Felt and I go way
back. The Sopranos.
Okay, from now on, you will talk like this. You're no longer KGB.
That's what's going to happen.
You're the PLR.
He's going to whip out a pen, stab someone in the neck, and then have a Russian accent.
Goodbye, Mr. Warren. Here, guys, I made you some fudge.
Where did you go to school, Justin?
Did you go to school? Yep, I went to Bucknell University.
Oh, Bucknell in Pennsylvania.
Lewisburg, PA.
Nice.
Yes, right. Very nice.
And,
very nice.
And he cooks. He's a cook.
But he doesn't have a favorite meal.
Right.
I have many favorite meals.
Mm. Name one.
Mm. All right,
smoked pulled pork.
Super Bowl Sunday, what do you make?
Smoked pulled pork, sandwiches,
okay.
Wings.
It's smoked.
Oh,
how you
nice.
Like it?
I think he's AI. These are AI.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. It's true. I've never seen him get wet.
Right. It's Justin Bot.
He'll just start, yeah.
Do you manscape? Hello.
I'm just going through my routine. Parts.
No, you're going through your database.
Scanning for
it's the circle. The computer's like, what is Manscaped? Look up Manscaped.
Your answer is loading.
Buffering.
Your answer is loading.
Manscaped.
Please stand by.
Manscaped. Adjective.
Like, who has a hard time answering that question? It's like, where were you born? Do you Manscaped?
Thinking about my routine.
I like to smoke pork.
Something going on here. Right. That'll be the next phase. He just starts saying, yes, pulled pork, smoked ribs.
Eating sandwiches, though.
Okay, I'm in America. I must mention some kind of barbecue food.
Hold on. Let me conference in the tribe here. Hello, you're on. You have a question?
I don't. Chaz, I'm calling just to tell you that. Bro, I'm sorry, buddy.
What? Did you cause it?
What are you doing? He's calling in an accident?
He's door dashing.
Okay.
What'd you do?
All right. Hold on.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I think he was calling in an accident and had bad cell and thought Phil was going to pick up.
Oh, right. Not AI. Yeah.
I think he said I caused it. Did he say he caused it?
He said he had his pants.
I did hear him apologize, so maybe.
I'm sorry. I made a boom.
Anything else we want to ask Justin? I think there's something.
Married? Single?
Not married yet.
Not married yet.
Oh.
See these answers?
Yeah. They're all very generic.
See these answers?
They're very generic. What
not
your...
married yet. That right. still doesn't
Does
tell
that
us
mean
anything.
Engaged?
Were you ever married?
I've never been married, no.
Oh, okay.
It's like, hey, do you play baseball? Well, I have a glove.
Yes.
Right.
What the hell does that mean?
What kind of glove? Right. Did you go to your high school? Did you go to your high school prom?
I went to 2 high school proms.
Did you? Okay. What was
Chaz and AJ? We're talking to someone who sounds like they're in a crop duster.
What the hell?
Go ahead.
Hey, does this guy look anything like Jaime from Get Smart?
I was thinking.
Get Smart.
He's very clean cut.
Yeah, we should call him Agent 99.
Right.
Right, I love Barbara Feldon.
No, we're still 82.
86.
That means 86. Fired. Yeah, 86.
Yeah, 86 means no more on the food menu.
Exactly.
86. 86 of rice pudding.
Yep. Something here.
Yeah. What was your first job?
My first job, I was a food runner at a seaside restaurant in Madison.
A food runner?
Food runner,
oh,
yes.
Like DoorDash?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Physically running food from the kitchen downstairs to the bar upstairs.
Wow, okay. So,
yeah, that's okay, difficult work.
Most folks call it a waiter, but yeah.
Oh, no. I had no interaction with the
table.
They didn't want anything to do with me.
Okay, you're just carrying food from one place to another.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Sir, do you have specials today? Yes, we do.
That's exactly it.
Okay, you don't talk to the customers.
Now why don't you just run the food?
So interesting.
Yeah.
It's
do you work for PLR full time and then this are you just gonna fill in for Phil or did you come from an external source?
I'm here with the company. Now that Phil is, I'm really trying. Now that Phil's going out here, they asked me if I could come in and kind of,
you work
learn
here.
From him. Yes.
You work here.
Yes. Yeah, I work here.
Just say you work here.
Do you smell smoke like electronic burn right now?
Yeah, I think that's it. It's AI struggling to take questions from morons.
Any moment else, that's like, oh my God, I had a farm. Oh my God,
I thought
farm.
I was going to get intelligent questions. I program for intelligent questions. I'm not programmed for all these personal, dumb inquiries.
All of a sudden, he pulled his finger and exploded. He was gone.
Right. He just starts smoking, and I starts rolling.
Eject.
Boom,
eject.
His head goes,
eject.
Boom.
Eject. Just head spinning.
God.
All right, I got to let you go so you could do TV.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, enjoy.
Tell Jack we said hey.
Yes.
All right, I'll talk to you
soon. All right, cool. Brother, we'll see you. I'm ditching this. Can you take care of this thing over here?
Thank you. Program you.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, how's it going? I was just curious to know if this guy is like afraid of commitment because he seems like he can't answer any questions.
Oh, that's a... Go ahead.
Yes.
call in your redneck or hillbilly story. And it could be one you witnessed.
Yes.
It doesn't even have to be you.
Exactly.
Right, like our friend from Jacksonville.
Right.
Yeah. 203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. This is an honor, Jimmy Cash being here.
Exactly.
He loves to. In a nice way. You're not a hillbilly or a redneck. You're from Boston, but like you're a guy's guy. You're a regular guy.
Man's man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. All
right. He's like, I think.
Boston John, Jimmy Cash, Boston John.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? It sounded like New York right there.
Nah. Come on, we had this discussion last week.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he wasn't here last week.
Who are you talking to? Were you channeling him?
All right, so you want the story?
Yeah.
All right, so this was back in the day, driving around in the country. We were smoking, you know, and got the munchies. So we pulled over to this field, and it was a big, giant watermelon patch. And I was like, hey, pull over. I'll grab a watermelon, cure our munchies. So I'm grabbing the watermelon.
Where are watermelons grown?
Usually down
in
south.
In the country, Chaz.
Oh, okay.
He said we're just driving in the country.
What part of the country?
Which country? This one?
Okay. All right, so it was in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Where watermelons come from. Okay. Yeah.
But that is, you're right, though. That is a good snack, yeah, right? Yeah. You get the dry mouth and like the sweetness.
Right.
There's a lot there.
It's also sticky.
Right.
Okay. So
that's a later problem.
So we see this big watermelon patch. I tell my buddy, I go, hey, pull over here, and I'll go over there and grab a watermelon. Out of nowhere, this old lady comes out of the house, and she's far away. And she's like, hey, put that watermelon down. And I was like, hey, go F yourself. I start walking away.
With a watermelon.
Yeah. It's a big... It's a big one. I picked like the biggest watermelon in the pack.
When you roll into the truck or what?
Just so you know, Boston John is thin.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah.
So he's struggling with this watermelon.
Yes, this watermelon's winning right now. Plus he's a little stoned.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely. So then she comes back out and she goes, I'm giving you one last chance to put that watermelon down.
Here comes the shotgun.
Yep, salt gun.
Yep, exactly. Salt gun right in the back of the legs and in my back. I had no shirt on at the time.
Did you have suspenders on?
Wow.
Did you have suspenders on? Were you watering dirt?
Yeah.
And duck stroke.
You appeared in an earlier story.
He did.
He had just left his friend's house at the above ground pool.
Right. Right. He was doing too many ducks in there.
We were so stoned, we hit a deer.
Wow.
As I was running, and the old lady shot me with salt.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, what happened next?
Yeah.
Well, I still got the watermelon. I still told her to go F herself. And then that night, I wouldn't take a shower, and that salt melted in the wounds.
Oh. You
talk about burn.
Yeah.
Burn. I paid for it. But it was a good watermelon.
Right. I'm waiting for the next phone call to be some old lady who shot a skinny guy with a watermelon.
Yeah, that's about as redneck as it gets. You're stealing a watermelon, you have no shirt on, and you get shot by a lady on a porch with a shotgun.
Right.
Can I just ask, how did you open the thing?
You smash it.
Yeah.
What, the watermelon?
Yeah.
The
salt gun.
No. Come on, guys, you know me. We had a knife in the car.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, we just cut it open like anybody else would, you know?
I would just smash it in the
just
ground.
Just in a moving car, no problem.
You would smash it on the ground?
Just break it open, yeah. And it's a watermelon, not a safe. You smash it, take some good chunks.
Oh, okay.
You're stoned, right. What the hell?
Yeah.
You just reach in with your grubby hands right into the meat?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, I don't have a chance to go over a shower first.
Yeah, we're trying to out-redneck the redneck. It's like, yeah, you think you got a redneck? Right. We could out-redneck that.
No, what you do is you put the woman in your mouth, you start spinning the pistol like a machine gun. You fire back.
Tom, Long Island.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
So, a couple of years ago, it was early December, riding home from work, and there's a deer laying on the side of the road but with its head up, so it wasn't injured that badly.
Right, right.
So I pulled over and figured, oh, it's probably just in shock. So I'm about a mile from home, put it in the back seat of the car, bring it home, figure to warm it up, maybe it'll, come back.
Yeah.
So I bring it in the house, put it in the fireplace.
You mean warm it up like... with the heater, not in an oven.
Right, right. 350 with barbecue sauce. No.
Yeah.
And so I put it in front of the fireplace, and I get this bright idea. Our house is already decorated for Christmas.
Oh, no.
I'll put a bow around its neck, take a picture of it, and that'll be our Christmas card photo.
Right.
So that's what I did. Then I brought it outside for the night, put a blanket around it. Next morning, it was gone. So apparently, it wasn't shot.
Oh.
Came to, and
Christmas everybody wins.
I was waiting to hear, like, this was also, like, his insurance picture when the thing woke up and kicked the crap out of his house.
Right.
Nice.
Well,
you did a good thing. You did a good thing.
Yeah.
Save Rudolph.
Right.
Yeah, that's a happy deer story.
No. Yeah,
redneck, everybody wins.
I kept waiting for a horrible thing to happen.
A redneck would have put beer cans in the antlers.
It was kind of weird, though, if the family woke up and there was just a dead deer in the living room with a bow on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, like if it didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Yeah.
No, it's a carpet.
This was a spare deer.
It was a carpet,
yeah.
It just didn't flatten the rug.
Yeah.
How did Santa get home?
Ted Rudolph.
All right, thank you.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Can Troy in your car? Troy?
Yes.
All right.
Yep. How you doing?
Hey.
Good. Got a redneck story?
Yeah. So I grew up in Wisconsin, and my brother was on one of the local small town fire departments. And I got a call one day from him saying, hey, we've got an issue with an old grain silo on a chunk of land they're developing. It keeps catching fire,
right,
and we can't knock this thing down. So we need to get everybody together, come out, and shoot this thing down.
Shoot the grain silo down?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I do that.
That's like a 10-year-old. Yeah. That's my dream job.
Yeah,
like, I'm just going to shoot down buildings that can't be burned down.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was about a 20-foot diameter concrete silo, and the loader couldn't reach up to the top of it. They were afraid to get too close to it and knock it down because it would fall on top of the loader.
Right.
So there we are all day long shooting a ring around the top of the silo with our shotguns.
Nice.
It's a great country song.
It really is.
You just don't want to have someone on the other side of that silo shooting.
Right.
Well, no. Not so much, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. If you had that on video.
Right?
Oh,
that'd be like the most awesome.
Yeah. Oh, when silos fall, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of videos like that.
That is a hillbilly redneck moment. Jimmy Cash in studio. Tonight, he's at New York Comedy Club in Stamford.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, tomorrow night, we're linked up.
Go.
Very funny dude.
Go.
You sign autographs and all that stuff?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Blank checks. Stuff
paper
like that.
Towels.
Yeah. Oh,
paper
good. Towels. Napkins.
Right. Yeah, foreheads.
Underwears.
Right.
Foreheads.
Yeah. Brown paper bag.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Bacon.
Right. DoorDash receipts. Ducks.
Share your hillbilly redneck story with us. Get in the running for tickets to see the 80s invasion at Mohegan Sun. And coming up at 9 o'clock, Rudy Sarzo.
Rudy!
He's going to talk about the time Ozzy Osbourne punched him in the face.
Ozzy actually found the face a punch.
Whoa.
Mike and Prospect.
There were three of them. He hit one in the middle.
Hey, how are you?
Hey!
So I got a story. My friends years ago were doing some day drinking or something, and they had some people over. They decided to take their canoe or aluminum John boat with a rope and tow it down the road with their Jeep. And their cousin Cletus was in the back riding in
Cletus.
It with a 30-pack of
sheep. Right there.
Is that what they Is that what they called
You're
them?
Already or? In.
Well, that was his real name, Cletus.
Cletus.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh.
I think if you name your kid that, you don't have high hopes for them.
No. That or Clem.
No, if your name is Cletus, your license is already suspended when you were first born. His license is already suspended.
You're growing watermelons with that name.
Well, the John's stealing them.
You're shirtless watering your dirt lawn.
Exactly.
That's a Cletus.
Yes. You saying?
So anyway, they're going down the road. They pass a cop. They pass a cop, and the cop does a double take, and they pulled down the road into a trailer park at one of their friends' trailers, and I guess the cop spun around and followed them in there, and there was like, hey, we got a call about someone towing a guy in a rowboat, and they would sit in there with the beer. And apparently the boat got so hot on the asphalt that Cletus was dancing around the back because he's burning his feet on the
Cletus was wearing shoes.
So they had no wheels on the boat.
They're dragging a boat
right.
on the ground.
They didn't think about the whole friction
Cletus
thing.
Is in the back, and right. you think he's dancing because right. he's right. having fun, but it's just the boat's getting hot from the asphalt.
Right. You smell cheeseburgers?
It's like Lynyrd Skynyrd said, turn up the music. Cletus is dancing.
Yeah, so he somehow talked his way out of it, but I think the cop was probably just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever
meanwhile,
seen in my life.
Meanwhile, Cletus is doing interpretive dance in the boat.
Like, Cletus being Cletus right. again.
Then they put the boat in the lake, and they all drowned.
Right. Blah, 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 blah. Cletus!
Yeah, dude.
All right, thank you, Mike. You know, one of the funniest things you'll see is be at a boat ramp at the end of the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially after COVID, everyone, they never tried to back a trailer into the water. Yeah, they tried to put a boat on a trailer.
Yep.
And now they've been out drinking all day.
Sunk pickups, but yeah. they're missing the trailer entirely.
If you Google, like, drunk boat, you know, trailering,
it's the best.
Not a fun stuff.
It's the best.
Mattitude, Windsor Locks.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey.
Good. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Okay, I got two stories for you, but they all take place in Louisiana, and they're not deers or anything like that.
Wow. Right.
I was working on a sugarcane plant when
wow.
I was younger, about 17, and my Uncle Homer, yes, that's
Homer.
His
Homer.
Wow, so far
okay.
so good.
I can't be Cletus.
No, but Homer's good.
Homer's right
it's
there.
It's pretty close.
And sugarcane. And sugarcane.
Okay.
They definitely were in the same school together.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
graduating class.
Well, this guy was like 6'8". We're talking monster dude. So I lifted up the screen door one day, and there's a snake sitting there. And he just looks down, and he goes, oh, that's nothing. He just grabbed it, and it was like 18 inches long. And it was a coral. And it bit him. And he's like, ah, damn. And he snapped his neck and just took him. And I was like, why did you just throw it? Did you get bit? He goes, his wife said, no, he's immune.
But wow. He's so friggin' big.
So
it would take a
times.
Big dose.
It's like a rattlesnake bite. When you get bitten so many times, he's immune to it.
Wow.
Well, plus, like, you would think by now.
Well, plus he was
yeah. see a snake and say, well, just leave it there.
At that height, he's also used to grabbing things that big.
But the other one was that same day I was reaching through to sugarcane plant. I pulled back, and there's a spider the palm of my hand, the size of it.
Sugarcane, yeah.
Oh,
check spiders.
And I'm 6'3". My hands are very big. And I whipped this thing against the tree, and it just landed and looked at me like,
you know, it farted at you?
He just looked at me like, yeah, you got to do better than that.
Oh, really? Oh, now it's on.
Damn.
Now it's on.
Now it's on.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw some big spiders in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just big and hairy.
Oh, yeah. No, I see spiders like that.
And they have attitudes.
I move different states.
Yeah, they don't scurry away. They look at you like, what are you going to do about it?
Bring it, pal. Bring
it. You can hear their footprints.
Exactly.
Like they stop.
It just, I looked at it.
Do you want something?
I'm not afraid of spiders, but this thing was just like, your next move?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I think I'm done for
I'm
going to
go.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Yeah. I'm going to get a shotgun right back. Don't move. Don't move.
All right. Thank you, man. You're in the running. Redneck Hillbilly Story, Steve in Waterbury.
Yeah, I'm going to rat out my mom.
All right.
All right.
All right. Mom proud. Yes.
Back in the 70s, we had that family station wagon.
Yep.
Well, one night she had the idea of taking one of her girlfriends out and raiding the cornfield. Came back with a station wagon full of corn.
Wow.
Gave a lot to the neighbors and everything. Come to find out later, it was cattle corn. You can't eat that crap.
Oh, yeah, no. That's not good at all.
It's cattle the great corn? Cattle corn
she
heist.
She never lived that down, and she never went out and raided the gardens anymore.
Yep. Thought she was so slick.
Oh,
yeah.
Mama.
Yep.
We're going to go get corn for the whole family.
That's right. That's right.
It's just free. It's just sitting there.
We're going to load it up.
Yo.
It's going to be free corn for everyone.
Well, we don't need so much corn. We're going to be pooping corn.
What did you... It's all about the poop.
Yep.
What did you guys end up doing with it?
Fat neighbor.
I don't remember it. I think they tossed it out.
Yeah. Right. You didn't eat it.
No, you can't.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's rock hard. You can't eat that.
Nope. It's good. It's a good weapon, though.
Or you could use it like the sand paint off of a car.
Exactly, right.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a good one.
You do.
You too. I like how he's in the running to win these tickets by ratting out his mother.
Yep. Mom would like it that way.
Danny in Southbury.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How you doing, man?
What's up?
I'm doing good. So back in the early 70s, I was at college in the Midwest out in Ohio and joined the fraternity. And
oh, the land of dumbass news before Florida took the lead.
D.O.G.
You had to be a big brother. And so I had to drive out 15 miles out to pick up a kid who was going to be for like a couple days with me.
Okay.
And when I got out there and started walking up the dirt driveway, the door opens and the father comes out with a loaded shotgun.
Oh.
And pointed it at me until the son came out and started saying, no, this is what's going on.
Right.
Did he have a stuttering problem?
Right. I really
why turn the words out?
No.
You know, so, yeah, it was pretty, the thing was loaded. As I said, he had it pointed at me. I'm like, oh my God, this is where I'm going to die out here in the Midwest.
Right. You obviously did not.
That's not how you want to die.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
He said he was a big brother for a day.
That was it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You're in the running. All right. We didn't get to, we have a full phone bank here and we got Rudy Sarzo coming up. So we're going to end it here. Justin, put everybody in who's on hold right now, okay? Because they've been holding for a while.
Yes.
Jimmy Cash, thank you so much for coming in, brother.
Thanks, guys. Dude, thanks. Yeah. Good hanging out, man.
Sorry we didn't have any chicken wings for you. That would have been our hillbilly story.
Yeah. Coffee and chicken wings.
That's why I came here.
Enjoy that pool.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys come over for a swim anytime.
All right.
I'll bring the ducks.
Bring the ducks. Yeah. Thanks.
Jimmy Cash at New York Comedy Club in Stamford tonight and tomorrow night. Good morning, boss. Keith.
Hello.
Yay!
They hired the wrong coach. I was wrong. Yesterday, I said Mike Vrabel was going to be the new Patriots coach, and come to find out, I wasn't right. They hired Gerard Mayo, and I don't feel good about it.
They should have checked with you first.
Right, they should have. I was emailing. They didn't answer them. I don't know why.
That's stupid.
What's his deal?
He was a great Patriots player. He's a defense guy. And,
so already in line with Belichick there.
Right. So it's like more of the same. It's a defense guy. He's been a Patriot forever, but he's never been a head coach. And he was promised a job, I believe, last year, where they said if Belichick ever leaves, you're going to get the job. But no one thought they would stick to this plan.
They lined up their contracts, apparently, the same way. But that was supposed to go through this next season. Yeah. This season was so bad, everything kind of went out the window.
So here we are with this, like, guy who's never been a head coach that's just like a Belichick disciple, and I guess we'll see.
Yep.
I wanted somebody cool and new that knew a lot about offense.
He hasn't said a word yet as head coach. You don't even know what's going to happen.
I have thoughts. I wanted an offense coach.
Do you think he'll dress like him?
No, I think he'll probably dress better. Okay. I mean, no one can dress as bad as Belichick.
Sleeves off of his hoodie.
Did you see the coach of the Celtics last night cut the sleeves off his hoodie to like be in line with
it? Nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I don't have a sounder for you anymore.
That's how I dress at home.
Oh, right. Yeah. Should I resend you the
Boss
sounder so you can have it?
Yeah, that'd be,
okay, that'd be cool. Good. Yeah.
All right. So it's January 12th, and I'm already annoyed. So here are the top five stupid things of 2024 so far.
Okay.
All right. So number five, yearly thing that I have a problem with, dryuary. So I hate the name.
Yeah.
I don't like the concept. I don't like the judgment when I want to have more
Coors
Lights.
The man who invented Van Halen time.
Right. It's true.
Pearl Jamuary.
Yeah. It was Pearl Jamuary last week.
Metallica.
I didn't read that one. That's a famous one.
Okay.
But on top of this, there is a thing about dryuary that makes me crazy because it doesn't include weed. It's not fair. Now, I get the liquids make things wet, but I think any mind-altering substance should count against dryuary. Shouldn't it?
No.
So you can do all the blow you want and say, like, yeah, it's dryware. I can't have a Coors Light.
I'm healthy now.
Right, I'm healthy. Like, right. It's wrong.
Right. My body's a temple this month.
And the drug day was the only way I got through it last year. I was smoking weed on the weekends.
Yep, I remember that.
The system is broken. You shouldn't be able to do anything. You have to be sober.
But this is bogus.
Yeah. Maybe just don't pick one of the saddest months to try this.
Right, also, right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Seriously.
Or pick the shortest month. Do it in February.
February, yep.
Dry you February.
Right.
It could still be dry you February. Whatever. You follow. number four.
Why, do you know someone who's doing this?
Everybody. Everybody. Andy, our sales manager, does it. My friend
he doesn't smoke weed. Though.
Right. My friend Jim does it. Like, a lot of people are doing it. This is a thing that, like, everybody
I don't know if Jim
does.
Is never on weed.
He says weed doesn't count. Like, it's bogus. Right. Stupid.
Because it's an herb.
I've been doing mushrooms all month. Like, it's stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you're not dry anything.
The heroin I'm shooting has nothing to do with this.
I'm going to see my brother-in-law this weekend. He's participating. So I'm like, how are we going to sit here and watch these NFL games and, like, not be drinking?
Does he smoke weed?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to find out.
Right.
I don't know.
He does, you should yell at him. Just say, this is stupid.
Just drink.
Let's have these beers.
You know what? I do have a sounder. This was recorded last night at Little Pub.
The Pale Walker!
You know what? Very good.
Okay. Very
they
good.
Loved it.
Maybe this will be the summer I tan. Who's to say?
Jeez.
Number four, rain hype. Here we are again, nutty about the rain. The other day, you guys talked about this. The other day, schools were dismissed early,
yeah,
hours early because of rain.
Rain.
Now, we have become so mental because websites need clicks, TV needs viewers. All we want to do is scare old people and school administrators, so everyone is in a full panic anytime it is not 70 and sunny. And it is ridiculous. And it's going to rain like tonight.
Yep.
And I mean, how many emails have I received about the rain tonight? It's just rain.
Yep.
Why do we care about
rain? How many emails have you received?
Like seven emails. So I also get the emails from WFSB that's like, rain,
alerts.
Like, things are on fire.
There's a coastal storm coming on Tuesday.
And I was like, man, my parents live here now. They must have called me 50. They're in their late 70s. And when you tell them...
George Staken would be very disappointed.
He didn't care
about the rain.
It's just rain. Go out. I mean, the guy lived in like a bunker for 3 years.
Exactly.
Like,
he stormed beaches.
Right.
He had dysentery
at one point.
Oh, Jesus.
Right?
Like, I liked it.
He's badass.
Right. But so my mom has called, like, are you driving tonight? Are you going anywhere tonight? I go, again, it's just rain. And I'm 47 years old. I can handle it. Number three, crybaby fans. So on December 15th, I told you Belichick was going to get fired. Yesterday I was proven right. But here we are a day later, and if you listened or read anything, you watched ESPN yesterday, it's all these stupid crybabies. We're not going to be the same without Bill. I miss Bill. I love Bill. The Patriots needed to restart. They needed to regroup. It's going to be fine. We're going to go to the game. We're going to go to Toby Keith's Bar and Grill right there at Patriots Place, and we're going to have a nice time, and they're not going to be 4-whatever they were this year, which was garbage. It can't get any worse. Whoever they're going to hire, who they hired, has to be better than 4. Has to be. It has to be. We are at the rock bottom.
Yeah, but you know what you're not going to have?
What's that?
You're not going to have all the Super Bowl parties where you're wearing your stuff and like, hey, we're winning.
You don't know.
That's all gone.
you know.
Trust me.
You know, San Francisco 49ers over, like, win like once a decade. Like, we could be a team like that. I don't think we need to win 6 Super Bowls in 20 years, but if we go to a Super Bowl in a few years, if we win one in like 2036, like, I'm fine. I'll be fine. I feel fine.
Say it again. I might believe you.
Right. You're fine.
You say it half a dozen times.
You may have seen the last one of your lifetime.
And I was right yesterday, again, a lot of buzz yesterday about how he could go to Dallas. That if Dallas blows this weekend, that Belichick could be their next coach. A lot of buzz.
Never going to happen.
I'm going to send you articles all weekend. You're just
never
going to
get
articles. We'll see.
You're getting a lot of articles.
Number two, raffles. This is a bit inside.
Okay.
But we have a raffle every year at our company holiday party. Party happened last week.
Yep.
Every year I participate in the raffle. Yes. I have an air fryer currently that when I use it smokes. So it smokes, something's wrong, and then it shuts off the circuit breaker and all the power in the house goes out.
Okay.
It's something's a problem.
Wrong. But something's wrong with it.
Something's wrong.
Was this a Black Friday deal? Right.
But I need to have these tater tots. So this thing's running. Like, I don't care if the power goes out. I have a system now. So Kat waits downstairs. Power goes out. She flips it back on. We're back in tater tots.
Nice.
Anyway, at the company party, there was an air fryer, and it's the 7-in-1.
Yeah.
It does all the things.
It was nice. I entered also for that one.
Oh, yeah. I put in all my tickets. I was like, this is mine. And guess what? For the 14th year in a row, I didn't win. I have never won. Did Ruth win 7 things? The Begleys, who were married, both of them won something.
I won something.
It's
He just almost swore on the
I'm
air.
I'm so mad about this goddamn raffle.
You know what's funny? I put all my raffle tickets in the air fryer also. I wanted to.
But AJ won a TV that he never even brought home 1 year. I have never won.
That was like, that was like 10 years ago.
Great. I've been here 14. I've never won.
I won something last year.
It's not right. You people get a lot of things, and I get nothing ever.
You got us?
Yeah, great. I wouldn't like the fire pit. No, actually, I wouldn't. I hate fire pits. But in general, like, I like the concept of women.
Right.
He's so mad.
The yellow chair. You want the chair?
That thing's garbage.
He's
I don't want-
so mad about it. He sent an email to Ruth saying, get that chair out of here.
I don't want to see your winnings. Right, I don't want to see your winnings around this office anymore.
Take your winnings home.
It's not
what
fair.
Will you trade me for the sound bar that I won?
All I have is garbage. You want a smoking air fryer?
No.
You can have that.
No. Give me a tater tots.
The number one thing. 0-3. So if you've been following along these last few weeks, you know that I coach my 12-year-old's basketball team.
Oh, no!
We currently sit at 0-3. They doubled our score last week, but I'll say we looked better. Nice. I feel like we played a little bit better. This week, in our 1 hour of practice, we learned 2 plays. Zone X is the name of one of them, and Amigas is the name of the other. Do I feel good we're going to run them correctly? I do not. Do I feel like every time we try to pass the ball, they're going to steal it? I do. But maybe tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we get our first win. I need it.
Who are you playing?
Beckers. By yourself.
The team that is really good, that has 3 hard-ass coaches on the sideline, all dressed-up coaches that, like, aren't there
dressed
just to do bits.
Up.
Yeah.
They're not wearing U2 shirts.
Right. They're not there in, like, hoodies. Right. So when we played them the first game, and they destroyed us. So when I went up to them, I was like, hey, guys, like, woo-hoo. And they were like, yep, we're here to win. I was like, okay.
Man. Oh, they're like the no-handshake crew?
Yeah, they are some. This is wreck. Basketball.
Yeah,
and there's like 6 teams.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why we're so intense.
They're called dicks.
Right. So these guys, they like stare me down. Like, it's all the things.
Oh.
So,
all right, let's all go there.
So
that's,
we'll
that's
see.
The Michael Jordan mentality.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see tomorrow if we can be 1-3. That'd be great. I would love that.
I
would love that.
I really hope you win.
And are the other parents now starting to
turn on me?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay.
So we have like a group chat thing, and nobody said like, hey, maybe you should retire.
Oh, no, because there's a separate group chat where that's happening.
Yeah, you're not in the group chat.
Maybe it's time for Mike Vrabel to take over for you. But yes, so that is my top 5 of things that have been stupid this year.
All right.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.